What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Well, we have 35 days to the election, and that's going to be all people talk about for quite a while. We're going to go into a lot of politic rhetoric, and everyone's become a keyboard activist, Don.
Harvest, certainly a part of the story we're looking at as well.
Harvest is going smoothly for many. It's going fast, very fast. Harvest across the Midwest, slight rains going through the Midwest today could slow it down, but overall, thumbs up for Harvest.
How are we doing on Wall Street?
Wall Street absolutely on fire. And I noticed something else in the news last night, Don. Farmers and President Trump have a lot in common. Both don't like to pay taxes, apparently, to the New York Times. So, but that story about Trump and taxes didn't affect the markets at all. Dow Jones up 400 this morning.
What's not hot in this market?
Don, hearing about poor yields, just okay yields. You take the higher price of beans and corn, and we're going to need them. Unless farmers don't brag or boast anymore, which many are very humble, a lot of my clients are really disappointed with yield.
How about sales to China? We've been keeping an eye on the export market.
Well, yeah, they didn't buy for a few days, and you'd think the world's ending. But if they kept buying at that rate, another month or two of that, we wouldn't have any left for ourselves. So heck of a run. We'll see how much they have bought with the first trade deal here. But yet sales are becoming a little slower.
What are we doing as far as the break-even prices?
Well, the farmers are a little disappointed that the yields are down. Corn's had a heck of a run, but it's still not at any great price compared to beans. Beans rallied so hard they distorted all the other markets as if ag was massively profitable again.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota.